Hey guys, if this video does help, please hit that subscription button and please turn on those notifications for our live streams before lock a little later in the day, where we help give you an edge by answering all of your questions and giving you last minute insight. What is going on, guys? Matt Downs with Daily Grind Fantasy Sports to break down this Monday 9-game slate. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend, and I cannot wait to start off this week hot, guys. First, I want to talk about a couple of announcements. So our merchandise line just came out, so if you guys are interested in supporting the brand, feel free. The link is in the description. We just rolled out some t-shirts and some sweatshirts with our general logo and our slogan on the back, so feel free to purchase if you guys feel the need. Also, we just opened up a new tool with Patreon, guys. We're having some success stories in Patreon. So if you guys are not a part of that tool and are struggling and can't use the live streams correctly, feel free to go ahead and sign up for Patreon today. Again, $20 a month gets my inside scoop to my aggressive strategies every single night for GPPs, my exposure. So feel free if you guys are still struggling with that. Also, guys, feel free to join our live streams at the very end of the video. I talk about how my favorite plays, you know, will change throughout the slate. The late breaking injury news does impact the slate, and if you guys are in the live stream, you get the edge. So the live streams are where it's at. I go live before lock about an hour and a half beforehand just to break down my favorite plays after the injury news. Also, the chat below for this YouTube video will act as an interactive chat, so feel free to ask any questions. I'll update in the pinned post my favorite plays after the injury news does come out. As you guys know, there's never a dull moment in the NBA. All right, and then at the very end of the video, guys, I will break down my favorite plays, my favorite exposures. So if you guys want to sit around and watch the entire video, watch my breakdown of every single player, feel free. But at the very end of the video, I'll give a rough summary of all my favorite plays. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and dive right into the slate. I cannot wait to break this down. Again, there's a ton of pending injury news, as always, for the NBA. We'll go ahead and start with this Atlanta and Orlando game. So as you guys can see, it is a pace down spot for Atlanta. Hunter, Deadman come out to be the best on our sheet, but I'm really not that sure about any one of these players. Again, they are in a pace down spot. These guys are priced up, so barring any injury news, I'm going to be without Atlanta. Probably a decent amount of exposure I won't have to Atlanta. Hold on, guys. 1 second. Let me take off my headset here. All right, and then with Orlando, we have in the pace up spot, a lot of these guys are priced accordingly. However, they are benefiting without the injury news. Of course, we know that Isaac is still out for Orlando. Isaac, Aminu, and Augustine are still out for Orlando. So Vucevic is going to pop at the very top here, 8.9. He's a little too pricey for me, but again, if you want to take a stab at Vuce and GPPs, all these guys are GPP viable. Terrence Ross, also not that bad, 5.4 on our sheet, and Fournier, of course, 5.4. Again, these guys are GPP plays only. I'm not going to take any one of these guys in cash, bearing any injury news, of course. And then with Brooklyn, we know that Kyrie Irving is out for Brooklyn, so Spencer Dinwiddie does benefit the most. 1.22 fantasy points per minute, comes out to a 5.4 on our sheet. Taurean Prince here, 5.4 as well, and Jarrett Allen also playing 26 minutes. Also, these guys will be more of a GPP option because we know that this is going to be a pace down spot first in the Anna. Also, my favorite play on the slate is going to come from Oladipo, one of my favorite players in the NBA. 28 minutes, 4.2. We know that he got off to a sluggish start, but he's starting to pick it up here. One of my favorite value plays on the slate. This is going to be a pace-up spot for Indiana. So Oladipo is in a great spot. 7.1 on our sheet here. Turner, also 30 minutes, 5.1K. It comes out to a 5.9 on our sheet. I don't mind these guys. I do like Oladipo today. Of course, Oladipo will be a little bit chalky just because of his price tag. I'm going to go ahead and draw the line there for Indiana. Also, with Charlotte here, Charlotte and Detroit, Charlotte is pending a couple bit of injury news here. They are without, let me find them. They're without Batum and Cody Martin. So some of these guys did get some minute increases. Cody Zeller is in a good matchup here against Detroit, of course, without Drummond. They rank 29th in the league against opposing bigs. 5.6 on our sheet. PJ Washington, also not a bad option. But again, these guys are more GPP options. Of course, guys, we are waiting injury news. The main injury news will come out of Milwaukee. So that's some injury news that we are waiting for from Giannis. If Giannis is rolled out, obviously that will shake up things completely for the Milwaukee picture. And then with Detroit, we still have some underpriced players here. Bruce Brown, a great play, 5.9. Also Christian Wood, 5.8. Still very good on our sheet without Drummond. They got price increases, but they're still good plays. 32 minutes, 5.8 for Christian Wood. He just doesn't seem to be priced accordingly. I suspect he will get up into the 8K range by the end of the season if this roster does stay the same. All right, with Minnesota, we're looking at some more value here with Hernan Gomez of 6.5 on our sheet here. 27 minutes. He did get off to a very good start here. Hit value pretty easily. 23.25 points. So in his debut, he did fairly well. Of course, Malik Beasley also coming from Denver. 4.5K comes out to a 5.4 on our sheet. Not a bad play as well. With Toronto, we are pending that Kyle Lowry news. If he is out, this will shake up completely the picture in Toronto. I do like Toronto tonight against Minnesota. So we're expecting Boucher to be in a good position. We're expecting Van Vliet to be in yet another good position, and people like Ibaka to benefit a little bit as well, because usage will be shaken up there. But with that being said, Serge Ibaka is still benefiting from Gasol being out, a 6 on our sheet. Hollis Jefferson playing some low minutes. Boucher and Ibaka are gonna be my favorite. We know Boucher is very productive with the minutes that he's given, so I don't mind him at 17 minutes. All right, and then we're going to go down here to Sacramento. Holmes and Bagley are still out for Sacramento. So if we look here, Bellalicia 5.7 is going to probably be my best value on this team. 6K is in a decent smash spot here in this pace-up spot versus Milwaukee. I do like Milwaukee, of course, if Giannis is out, but Giannis is still pending the injury news. Of course, guys, we will be updating our favorite plays on the entire slate if he is out, and I'm going to be pinning a post in the YouTube video if he is indeed ruled out here. With Utah, still no pending injury news for them. We know that Mike Conley's back in the starting rotation here, so this is shaking up their picture a little bit here. So we know that he's starting for Royce O'Neal. So Mike Conley's actually been doing pretty well in the starting rotation here, hitting value around 5.5K. Hit it in 34, 42, 32, 35. DK points has been hitting in every single game so far. Again, this is a pace down spot against Dallas, but I think Mike Conley's going to go overlooked yet again just with this price tag. So I do like him in 31 minutes. So I like Mike Conley. Royce O'Neal's also not bad coming off the bench, and Rudy Gobert got that price decrease. I don't mind them as GPP options. Then with Dallas, we know that Powell and Doncic are still out for Dallas, so Porzingis is going to benefit the most usage-wise. 5.5 on our sheet here, not a bad play. Again, this is going to be a pace-down spot for Dallas, but the only person I'm looking at for GPPs is Porzingis. With San Antonio, I'm not too intrigued with San Antonio's prices, of course, bearing any injury news. Again, Denver's going to be a pace down spot. I don't really like San Antonio tonight. I'm going to say that I'm really not intrigued GPP-wise or cash. With Denver, we are still pending some injury news. However, it looks like Millsap is going to be out. Of course, he's in the player pool now. So if all those injuries are out, and of course, Malik Beasley and Hernan Gomez in Minnesota, we take those guys off the court. Jokic benefits the most, gets 1.78 fantasy points per minute in 34 minutes. Comes out to a 5.8 in a good matchup on our sheet. I love Jokic tonight. I think he's in a good matchup against the Spurs. Of course, a pace-up spot here. Gary Harris, also a 5.6. Not a bad spot as well. With those guys off the court, he actually gets his production has increased a little bit. So I don't mind Gary Harris and Jokic. They're in decent spots for Denver in a pace-up spot. I'm looking to Denver, especially if Millsap is out for them. All right, with Phoenix, we're going back to the well here with Booker. I do like Booker. 36 minutes, 8K. His price did not go up. It went down from 8.3 to 8K. He gets a lot of usage, and as we know, Tyler Johnson was released from Phoenix, so that takes away another guard. So a very thin rotation for Phoenix. I do like Devin Booker tonight, 5.9. Of course, he's going to be a little bit of pricey because this is going to be a pace down spot versus the Lakers, but if they can keep it close, I suspect Booker should have another great game. 5.9 on our sheet. Rubio also underpriced, 5.6. on our sheet. I don't mind anybody else for GPP options. Of course, we're still pending the Ayton news. If Ayton is ruled out, that will shake up things tremendously for this team. So, of course, guys, as always, we are pending a ton of injury news from these teams that will shake up the slate.
All right, with the Lakers, we know that Lakers are playing against Phoenix, which means it's a pace-up spot here. Rondo, 5.5 on a sheet, 21 minutes, not a bad spot. I don't mind him. And of course, LeBron and AD are going to stand out the most to me. Of course, one of these guys will go off. You're going to have to take your pick. We never like to recommend a certain player. If I had to recommend anybody, LeBron James is in a better spot here in the pace-up matchup versus Phoenix. Last but not least, Miami versus Golden State. We're pinning that Jimmy Butler news. If Jimmy Butler is playing, I'm obviously going to shake up a lot of things. And if he's not playing, these guys are still underpriced here. Goran Dragic, 5.9K, is just going to be in another smash spot. Olenek in another great spot. Same thing with Derrick Jones and Kendrick Nunn. So all those guys are in great smash spots. If Butler is out, of course, we will break this down in the pinned post and on Discord as well. Last but not least, Golden State here. Golden State had Wiggins in his debut. Wiggins did fairly well in the minutes that he was given, 30 minutes. I'm not really going to go crazy with anybody here. If we had to look for value, though, Bowman does stand out the most. 4.2, 5.7 on our sheet. Of course, these guys are in a bad matchup against Miami if Butler does play. Damian Lee, also not a bad play. 5.1K, 5.5 on our sheet. All right, I went ahead and broke down 150 lines for you guys to show my exposures, show what it's going to look like. The most that has popped up in my models here is Oladipo. So Oladipo, Porzingis, Jokic, Brown, Hernan Gomez, and Miles Turner are going to top the list here as my favorite plays. Of course, guys, everything will change. Stay tuned for that. Also, guys, I'm going to update the link in the description for the Discord link. If you guys are interested in joining Discord, we talk plays all day, every day, and I update everything also in Discord as well as a YouTube video. Alright guys, if this video did help, please hit that subscription button, please hit that like button. I really do appreciate the support, guys. With all that being said, have a great Monday, and let's cash.